Broadway in Paris. It is part of the French focus on the future of the landmark building. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8 centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. AP correspondent Angela Charlton tells us there have been many offers of financial aid, including those from outside France.
Particularly Catholic countries like Poland, the Vatican. Also Germany is offering help, but also from Muslim countries. There's been an outpouring of support and help. There's been also a lot of offers from support within France. Notably, two of France's richest men are offering huge amounts of money.
Doug Stern is with the International Association of Firefighters. He says it appears firefighters in Paris made a brave decision to try and get ahead of the Notre Dame blaze, and that, he says, may have prevented a total loss.
Unfortunately, it destroyed the roof. It destroyed the spire, but it did not destroy the structural integrity of the building at this point, it looks like, and that was because of what they did.
To stay up to date on all the day's news every day, we invite you online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, promoting a U.S. program for women's empowerment in Africa.